John used the same tactic to uncover lies, and eventually Sue knew what he was doing. So she used another common defense. I can't remember. When a person is having an affair, he or she often prefers to provide no information about the secret life, lest someone ask for the story to be repeated, or even worse, check it out. I've encouraged many spouses to ask their husband or wife where he or she has been and what he or she was doing. If the response is, "I really can't remember," it sends up a red flag. Of course the person can remember. They're simply not willing to reveal the truth. As soon as Sue began using her poor memory as a defense, John tried to confront her, saying that her memory for events had been very good in the past. But she insisted that her marital problems had been so upsetting to her that her memory was affected. "We're just friends." It was an innocent discovery on John's part. A business associate happened to mention that he had seen Sue that day. With a few questions, John learned that she was having lunch with a man that fit Greg's description. Since many affairs are with friends, it's often difficult to distinguish between an affair and an innocent friendship. Friends and lovers often do the same thing, have lunch together, talk on the telephone, send notes, and give each other gifts. A neighbor, a married friend, a co-worker, a personal trainer, a professor, a student, a pastor, anyone with whom there is repeated contact and needs are being met can be a friend or a lover. Friends usually meet emotional needs, and love units are deposited when needs are met. So it's easy to understand why friends of the opposite sex would fall in love. Once the friends are in love, the friendship can then be used as an excuse for being together, particularly when there's no hard evidence of an affair. But in Sue's case, even though John had that hard evidence when he found Sue and Greg in bed together, she tried to use the defense that they were now just friends. John didn't believe her, of course, and Sue instinctively reverted back to her shock, anger, sarcasm, and sadness. "My affair with Greg is over, but that doesn't mean we can't be friends. Do you expect me to live in a cave all my life?" Again, with righteous indignation, Sue stomped out of the room, did not speak to John the rest of the day, and would not make love to him. But this time her strategy did not work. John knew that her affair was on again, and he was very angry. After he regained his composure the next day, he demanded again that she stop seeing Greg. Sue told him that he was being controlling and paranoid. "I just need some time away."